Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is a short Feldenkrais awareness through movement lesson. It will be a nice class to soothe the system. For my schedule of live online classes on Zoom and my self-paced yoga and Feldenkrais courses that include video, you can check the links in the show notes or visit my website, body-matter.com. Okay, let's begin. Please lie on your back. You can have your legs along. If that's not comfortable for you, bend your knees and stand your feet. And once you lie down, just start to notice what parts of your back are really resting on the floor. Some places may have more weight to them than others. And notice how your head rests, the back of your head, where it meets the floor. Do you feel like the head rests a little more to the right or to the left? and begin to roll your head very easily, one way and the other, just noticing which way you went first and catching just that range of movement where it's very easy before the quality of the movement starts to change or before you start to do something extra or effort to be able to roll your head. So this rolling of the head might be a small amount and you may need to slow down a little bit to sense. And when you do roll the head with that attention, you may be able to notice that it may feel a little different to the right or to the left. Okay, let that rest. And now just sense your shoulders, your upper back, your arms. How do your two shoulders rest? Maybe one shoulder blade lies a little bit more flat or differently in some way on the floor to the other one. And notice what that means for your upper arms and your elbows and how they contact the floor. What about your forearms? How much of the forearms rest on the floor? And just sense your hands. Notice what choice you've made with your hands. Do you have your palms up? Your palms down? Do they face you? And maybe there's a difference between the left and the right. And there's no correct here. We're just interested in what you spontaneously do. And of course, this may change. And now just take the attention to the area between your shoulder blades and scan down, noticing the different ribs that meet the floor, sensing your lower back, and sensing the weight of your pelvis. And notice your two legs, your feet. Sense your toes. And just very lightly notice your breathing, the pace of it, the wave of the breath in and out. And now bring your right palm to cover your right eye so that the center of the palm is directly over the eye and the outer surface of the palm will create a seal around your right eye. Your fingers will be on your forehead, pointed towards the hairline, maybe even touching there. And then bring your left hand to cover your left eye. Your fingers might cross, or they may be able to be on the forehead, pointed towards the hair. But just making sure that you feel like there's no light coming in. You can close your eyes. There's no pressure on the eyeball itself, but the perimeter of the palm creates a seal around the eyes. And notice what it's like in there. Notice without having to see anything, what do you see? Do you see colors or shapes, dark areas or lighter areas? And just make sure that your arms and shoulders are not holding any unnecessary tension. And then simply notice where your eyes are resting. Do they rest in the middle? Are they more to one side or the other? Or are the eyes oriented forward as if you want to see something? Or could you let the eyes rest farther back in the socket?
imagine the eyeball resting back into the soft tissues behind the eye, just resting. Staying there with the eyes covered, notice your breathing. And this can be very relaxing, especially if you're working at the computer a lot. It can help soften the eyes. And it also helps us bring our attention to a more internal place, bringing our attention home to ourselves. And so leaving the eyes closed, another way to bring our attention in is to cover the ears. So just start to slide your hands from your eyes over to the ears and gently cover the ears. Simply sensing this, not pushing, just a gentle covering of the ears as you continue to bring your attention inward. Good. And then let that go. Bring your arms down. Rest for a moment. Bend your right elbow so that your right forearm is vertical. And allow your right wrist to bend so that your fingers drape towards the floor. So your wrist is very soft, the fingers are soft. And slowly begin to straighten the wrist, keeping the fingers responding passively, and then bend the wrist. And do this a few times. Straighten the wrist, and when you do that, the fingers, they don't reach to the ceiling, but they actually hang a little. And then when you bend the wrist, the fingers passively drape towards the floor. Straightening the wrist, the fingers will actually passively curl a little bit towards the center of the hand. And then bending the wrist, the fingers drape towards the floor. Repeating this a few times. Noticing if you can take any effort out of the hand. The forearm stays vertical. Good. Pause and straighten your arm. Bring your right arm down. Notice how the two arms rest. And again, bend your right elbow so that your right forearm is vertical. Let the wrist be bent so that your fingers drape towards the floor. In this position, begin to bring the tips of your four fingers and your thumb towards one another. Just slowly moving them towards one another, and then they gently open. So the orientation of the hand is still towards the floor. Your wrist is softly bent, and it's a bit like a very gentle jellyfish closing the fingers towards the thumb and the thumb towards the fingers, and then just letting that go. And repeating that a few times, bringing the fingers and the thumb towards one another and letting that release. So the hand is a very busy part of ourselves. So if we can start to find a softening and a releasing there, it can have an effect all over the body. Good. Let that go. Bring your right arm down and just bend your left elbow so that your left forearm is vertical. Let the left wrist be bent. Just take a moment to feel how the fingers can soften, draping towards the floor. And slowly begin to straighten the left wrist and just feel what the fingers passively do to respond to that. And then bend the left wrist, repeating that, straightening the left wrist and bending the left wrist slowly, and noticing how as you straighten the left wrist, the fingers passively gather a little bit towards the palm, and as you bend the wrist, the fingers open just slightly from the palm and drape towards the floor. Notice your breathing as you do this. And gently just rest the arm, the left arm and hand down for a moment. And then again, bend your left elbow so that your left forearm is vertical. Let the wrist be bent so the fingers drape towards the floor. And slowly begin to bring the tips of the four fingers and the tip of the thumb towards one another. And slowly release, moving them towards one another. Repeating that, the fingertips and the tip of the thumb come a little towards one another. Maybe even touching, and then soften them away from one another. That whole time, the hand, the palm is still oriented towards the floor and the wrist is bent. A little bit like a jellyfish. Gently opening and closing. Good. Let that rest. Bring your left arm, hand down. Now bring both hands to cover the eyes again, creating a seal around the eyes, and the eyes are closed. Keeping the head and the neck quiet as we do this next movement. So feeling the weight of your eyes and just gently move your eyes to the right. So the right eye moves to the outer corner and the left eye moves towards the inner corner. And then you bring your eyes back to the center. Slowly to the right, noticing if you can move smooth and slowly, taking both eyes to the right without turning the head, without rolling the back of the head, and then bringing the eyes back to the center. So this is a little bit unusual because oftentimes when we do move the eyes like this, the head moves with the eyes. So taking it very easy, not forcing anything, just looking for the smooth movement. Good. And pause in the middle with the eyes. Just making sure the shoulders, the hands are soft as well as the hands are covering the eyes. Feeling the texture of the hands on the face. And then begin to move the eyes to the left so that the left eye moves to the outer corner of the socket and the right eye towards the inner corner. And the eyes then come back to the center, repeating this a few times slowly. Not forcing anything. Noticing the weight of the eyes as you move them. And the head and the neck are quiet. Good. Bringing the eyes back to the middle. Keep the eyes closed, but bring your hands down. Take a moment to rest. And notice your ears. Sense your ears. Are you listening more attentively with one ear? And if my voice is coming from one side of the room, you may notice that that ear is seeming to be more attentive. But notice, can you sense? Do you have a dominant ear? So whatever that ear might be, bring that hand to that ear and just let that hand start to explore the ear, feeling the texture, the shape. Just gently notice the earlobe compared to the other areas of the ear that maybe feel a little bit more firm tissue. And then taking a hold of the ear, the thumb can be behind the ear and a finger can be more inside the ear, and just gently pull the ear a little bit away from the head, away from the skull, gently. Gently pulling the ear and then releasing that and letting your hand move to some different parts of the ear. And just giving a gentle pull away from the skull. Good, bringing that hand down and taking your other hand to your second ear. And first just exploring, noticing the shape, the different parts of the ear, the softness of the lobe, the texture there compared to other areas. Holding the ear lightly, the thumb can be behind and a finger can be more in the front, in the middle, and gently pull the ear away from the head in a comfortable way, pulling a little bit and letting that go. Trying it in a few different spots on the ear. Good, and then bring that arm, that hand down, rest for a moment. So being able to orient ourselves more within or internally can help us to orient ourselves in the outside world, in our external environment. So your two arms are resting alongside the body. If you need to bend your knees, stand your feet, you can do that here. And gently notice how your palms are facing, where they're facing. And can you turn the arm so that your palms face the floor? Just what's easy. So both palms are down. Most of us have a dominant hand. So for this next thing, you'll use your dominant hand first. Slowly begin to lift your wrist a little bit away from the floor. And then let it return. And notice how you do this. So you begin to lift the wrist gently and then replace it. What does that mean to lift the wrist? How much work do you do? Do you lift your whole arm, your whole hand? See if you, as you lift your wrist, see if your fingers can hang down so the finger pads stay connected to the floor and your elbow stays on the floor. Seeing if it would be possible to just lift the wrist and let the hand follow so the fingers trail along the floor. And then you bring the wrist back towards the floor and the fingers will lengthen a little bit. Repeating that slowly, and I invite you to move even slower. As the wrist lifts, the palm will lift a little bit, and the fingers might slide along the floor towards one another. Thinking as you lift the wrist, that the palm of the hand lifts and the fingers fold towards one another. Again, somewhat like a jellyfish would do. And notice your breathing again while you move the hand slowly. Good. Let this pause. Sense both arms. And now bring attention to your non-dominant hand. Doing the same thing. So thinking of the wrist gently lifting and the palm of the hand folding in on itself so the fingers trail along the floor and then gently opening. The wrist will come towards the ceiling. The elbow bends just a little bit, but the elbow does not need to leave the floor. And then when the wrist comes back towards the floor, the fingers get long again. So thinking that as the wrist lifts, the center of the palm begins to lift a little bit. And then it opens like a jellyfish would open and close. Noticing where you can reduce the effort. Reducing the effort not only in your hand, but perhaps in your jaw, your abdomen, your shoulders. Good. Let that rest. And bend your knees and stand your feet if they are not already. So the soles of the feet are on the floor about shoulder distance. And begin to listen to one side of yourself. Listen with your ear to this one side. And whatever side this is, begin to roll your head in that direction and look with your eyes in that direction as you're also listening to this direction. And then return back to the middle and stay with this side. So you're orienting your eyes and your face as well as the attention of the ear, listening to this one side, gently rolling and then coming back to the middle. And now also tilt the knees a little bit to this side also. So as the head rolls, the knees tilt to the same side. And you return to the middle, repeating that slowly. So it's as if you're orienting yourself to this one side, feeling how everything moves together, how your whole self starts to move in this direction. Your eyes can stay closed, but you can feel that the eyes are moving in that direction as you roll the head. Good. And as you return to the middle, pause and begin to orient your ear to the second side. Sense this second side of your body, the other side. And slowly start to roll your head to this side, also moving the eyes in the socket to this side. And then rolling the head back to the center. So you're listening, you're looking and rolling the head that way. And then you can add the tilting of the knees also to this side. Feeling everything move together and orient to this second side that you've chosen. And then everything comes back to the center. Just repeating this a few times. Good. Returning to the center, lengthen your legs. and sense your whole self, the way you rest, your breathing. Notice if your thinking, your mind is a bit calmer. Notice how you feel. And now one more time, cover your eyes with both hands so that the perimeter of the palm circles the eyes. The eyes are still closed. And just notice what you see. Notice if there's less movement or if it's a little bit darker or more calm in some way this time as you cover the eyes. Good. Bring your arms back down. Now, you're welcome to stay here and rest if you feel like you're in a nice place where you could continue to rest. Another option would be to slowly roll to sit and make your way to standing with your eyes closed and notice how the lesson has affected you now that you're standing in vertical. And if you'd like, you can walk a bit with this intention of still sensing, paying attention before you move on to your day. Thanks, everyone.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.